We're all adults here. You've seen the flyer. You know what's coming. The truth is, and there's no other way to say it really, this episode of The Kitchen Sink was inspired by the horrific events that took place in an Atlantic City casino elevator on February 15th, one day after Valentine's Day of this year. I suppose there's a lot more I could say on this topic, but there's not much room left on the high horse, and I would rather let the music do the talking. So, if you'll allow, where you can expect the unexpected, I am Christopher Floyd, your host, and you are listening to The Kitchen Sink.
Thank you. edge, though, that makes a difference. When you get into a situation like this where everybody's flailing away or where the other man is desperate, you got that much of an edge, you can tie him up. I see some blood on the shoulder of Tate. That's got to be coming from somewhere. So far, I haven't exactly seen where. There's a overhand right high on the side of Tate's head by Weaver. I guess Mike's nose is bleeding a little bit. Maybe what it is. Left there. Tate goes down in his face. Weaver hit him with a left hook, and Tate is down. He's just beginning to move. The fight is over. Weaver has knocked him out in the 15th round. With less than a minute to go in the 15th round, Weaver knocked him cold. Incredible.
We'll be right back. out of us.
Reverend Horton Heat got the show underway with It's a Dark Day, followed that up with ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hell Raisers, the Pat Travers Band, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights, Keith Jackson's glorious 1980 call of Mike Weaver knocking out Big John Tate to win the heavyweight title, the Young Fresh Fellows, I Got My Mojo Working and I Thought You'd Like to Know, and James Brown, Papa Don't Take No Mess, to finish off this first of many sets. We've got a long way to go in this one, and I'm hoping you'll stick it out. Good, bad, or ugly, if you'd like to comment on this or other TKS episodes, kitchensinkradio@yahoo.com is my email address. Use it, because it's all downhill from here. And getting you right back into the music on klbc.org, you are listening to The Kitchen Sink.
Chop it up.
Points of view. fool. Never trust a user with your television overnight. And the show won't start to pay your master his thousands on a Tuesday night. I heard you.
Thank you.
We began the second set with Tin Machine, Video Crime, Keith Richards, Wicked As It Seems, The Pretenders, I Hurt You, Sonic Youth, Shoot, and Cheap Trick, The House Is Rockin' with Domestic Problems. Two things that I know are going to sound like cop-outs, but here goes. One, it is not my intent to judge the people, the events that bring us here tonight. It's my job to play music. That said, I'm blaming this all on the music. It was the music, the songs, that revealed themselves in terms of directing this episode. I tried to be as dispassionate about it as possible and let the music dictate the content, if you will. So having officially thrown the music under the bus, let's get this third set started with some Billie Holiday on KLBC.org.
Nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway, and don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. Well, I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
We'll be right back. know that you got me over. R-E-S-V-C-T-O. That sweet morning dew, one look at you, and it was plain to see that you were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I threw away. For you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead. I'll be right there in a time of need. And when I lose my will, be right there to push me up the hill.
There's no, oh, no looking back for us.
No, it ain't, baby.
We got a love, and sure enough, that's enough.
You're
all I need.
Billie Holiday, Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, off the Seattle Women in Rock CD, Wish, Always First, the Detroit Cobras, Puppet on a String, the Pandoras, I'm Your Girl, and Aretha Franklin, You're All I Need to Get By, to put a cap on this Get Off Your High Horse third set. As always, a sincere thank you for stopping by and having a listen. Visit the home site at kitchensinkradio.podomatic.com, on Twitter at TKS Podcast, on Facebook at The Kitchen Sink Podcast and Radio Show. Have a great week, a safe week, and I hope you'll join me next Wednesday for a much less controversial batch of music to play for you. Lenny Kravitz, Stand By My Woman, Tracy Ullman, yes, that Tracy Ullman, They Don't Know, and Bjork, Human Behavior, on the way to close the show. Thank you for letting me end your hump day the right way. I am Christopher Floyd, and you have been listening to The Kitchen Sink.